This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thanks again for joining me on today's show. Last week at the third anniversary party for Earthwise Pet Supply, I had an extraordinary interview with two groomers that have a shop within the shop. And the energy was amazing, and we talked for a good 20 to 25 minutes. Well, it turns out that I never hit the record button.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you all for tuning in. Because of my faux pas, I asked my guest that day to re-interview. Well, I called him a couple days later. I was pretty embarrassed. So today, please meet Emily Luke and Krishana Futrell. They are groomers stationed in the Earthwise store. Earthwise is a pet supply franchise in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. After the anniversary event, I was so embarrassed, like I said, that I wouldn't even go in and tell them what happened. As a matter of fact, I kind of made up a story that said, if something happened, would you guys please re-record? So I actually set it up that they would. And it really was a good event, and it was a good time to interview. The crowd was kind of growing, and there was a lot of background noise. But again, I did go in and eat crow a couple days later and talk to them. Emily and Krishana were both kind enough to make time to re-record so that you, the dog lover, can discover what we talked about that day. So let's brush into this topic right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
So my first guest is one of the groomers that operates out of the retail center. Emily Luke is a dog groomer and a registered veterinary technician. Emily, you told me you just moved here from Ohio. How are you liking Nashville so far?
I like it so far. The weather is definitely better than Ohio. Nice and warm, definitely humid. But now it's starting to cool down, so I'm liking this fall weather.
Yeah, it took a little while to get to fall, but we definitely jumped into it hardcore. It went from 80s to 60s this morning when I was walking. It's the first time I had to wear actually long sleeves. But I do love the weather in Tennessee. I hope that you will like Tennessee. What about like the surrounding areas in downtown? I mean, it's a lot of growth going on right now.
It's a lot of growth. It gives me hope for when I want to own my own business someday. So the busy town definitely gives me hope for that.
And you are definitely in a dog-loving area, for sure, for downtown. I've even thought about just only marketing to all the new places and new places to live downtown because there's so many dog lovers down there. Well, what I'd like you to do is I want to talk to you about grooming. I've never had a groomer on this show, so this is going to be fun for me. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about grooming. And I know when we talked separately, there was one thing that you were talking about, like what an owner should do to actually like maintain or do things to help you before they bring their dog into you. Could you talk about some of that, please?
Yeah, no problem. The main thing that I always tell people to do is to concentrate on brushing their dogs at home and just general maintenance. Whether you've got a short coat, short or medium or long, curly, out of this world coat, you want to concentrate on brushing, even if it's just one leg a day. Get them used to it. Train them in the beginning. If you train them in the beginning, that brushing is a good thing, and maybe even give them treats while they're being brushed, then it won't be so difficult for the groomers and the owners later on in the future, especially if you're preventing those mats from forming. Then we can keep your dogs in that long, beautiful coat as they should be in.
So it's not just about the maintenance of the coat. It's also about getting the dog used to being in that environment, that someone's pulling a brush across them. I remember I had one of my podcasts that was actually very popular was about how to prep your dog for a vet's office. And I talked about putting them up on a table or up on something, holding their tail, things like that. So it sounds like that there's a lot of the same that goes on, especially when you're brushing. I know Oz, he's so funny. He likes it up to a point and then he's done with it. So, and neither Oz, I can't cut his nails. So I have to take him to a groomer to get that done. So I do that on a regular basis as well. Well, how often should someone do something like that with their dog, do you think? And how often as well should they bring them into you as far as like general grooming? Is it different by breed or hair length and stuff or what?
It's definitely different by breed and dog. So I usually always recommend for grooms every 4 to 6 weeks. Technically, they shed their coat and like their skin every 21 days. So if you're just looking for a general bath, I usually tell people like once a month for a bath. But if you're looking for a full-blown haircut on a golden doodle or your doodle of some sort, because 95% of the public owns doodles now, I would recommend every 4 to 6 weeks to keep up on the maintenance of that curly long coat.
That's a little bit longer than I would have thought. So that's pretty cool. It's funny you said they shed their skin too. What I've found is that actually people are, they think that they're allergic to like dog hair or dog dander. And studies actually show that people are more allergic to their saliva than anything else. And dogs have a tendency to lick themselves, especially if you're not keeping them maintained. They're going to try to maintain themselves. But you can be allergic to it all, which also brings up a question, which I asked you last time. So this whole poodle thing, like everybody's wanting to have these designer breeds with the poodles and everything like that. Is that creating it that are these dogs really hypoallergenic as people talk about and they don't shed and all that? Or what is that? What's the truth to that? You're a groomer. Let me know.
Every dog sheds. Sorry to break it to you, but every dog sheds. Even these hypoallergenic breeds that these designer dogs that people are breeding to get these golden doodles, labradoodles, rottweedoodles, any of them, they all shed. They may shed less than your typical Labrador or German Shepherd or Siberian Husky. All of those breeds obviously shed a crap ton, but the golden doodles, labradoodles, they definitely shed less. So
that brings up a big question. Is a crap ton more than a buttload?
Maybe.
Thank you so much. I also want to get to Krishana because you guys were talking to me about something special that you guys do. And I really wanted to talk about this a little bit too. And so Krishana, when we were talking about doing the grooming and I was in there talking to you guys, you actually were doing something for the event, which I thought was kind of cool. But when I got to talking to you about this, you guys do something like this on a regular basis. So you do something that's pretty different than what I understand with most groomers. Would you explain a little bit about what I'm talking about? I think you know.
Yeah. So on the day of the event, we were doing color stencils. So we were using stencils to apply color patterns on the dogs, and it turned out really well. It was really fun. We had a variety of colors and everybody was happy. So
yeah, you were calling them temporary tattoos, what I think. So I like how you call it a color stencil. Do you also do like colorings of dogs? Like, do you color their hair or do anything like that for clients?
Yes, we do, actually. I just had a dog last week, actually, that had colored their mohawk. So we do color tips, semi-permanent, permanent colors, and we even have certain powders that can add a little something to your dog's look.
So like with the powders, are they like kind of glittery powders or just plain, like just something to change the color a little bit?
Yeah, just something to change the color. They're definitely not as permanent. They usually last about a day or two, but it's definitely something that customers like because we, like I said, we have a variety of colors and you definitely stand out wherever you go.
That's awesome. It reminds me of a story. I had a friend one time and she had a poodle and I would watch her poodle for her. And I would always give this dog, take it to the groomer and make sure it got a bath before I took it home. And so this one time I decided to cut a mohawk and they said, I said, what colors do you have? And they said like red and black. And I said, do a red mohawk. Mm-hmm. It did not turn out red. It was pink. And this male dog named Lenny had a pink mohawk. It was the funniest thing. And of course, they loved it. The kids loved it. They thought it was the funniest thing. And Lenny could have cared less. But anyway, so the color was one thing that we talked about. Oh, I do remember one time going to one of the Pride festivals too. And this guy had painted or had dyed all his dogs different colors of the rainbow. So you had the main colors of the rainbow, which was really cool, but I was also like, oh, that's a lot of work, you know. So for that low shedding dog, I guess that's not that bad. So there was some other stuff that you guys did too, and I really wanted to talk about those things. There was some things that you did with their nails. What was that? What is that exactly? Is that in that process that you do with that?
Yeah, so we also offer nail caps, and basically that's just an alternative to nail polish. So basically what we would do is we have nail caps in different designs and colors and sizes. So we would apply a temporary glue on the actual nail. It's totally safe for the dog. And then we would apply the nail cap to go over it. So basically, to put it in simple terms, it would be the equivalent of acrylic nail set for a dog.
Yeah, all you guys out there, you're gonna have no clue what that means. But sometimes when women get their nails done, they actually put a fake nail on and they'll glue it on, and that would be the equivalent of that. So with that nail cap, right? So do you paint a lot of nails, or
Actually, we do. Like I said, the client that came in with the mohawk also got their nails done too. So that's actually a common request.
So y'all should put a little side gig where you're doing people nails. You can do pedicures and manicures with the dog and the people right next to each other. That could be something new. Anyway, so with the nail caps, I noticed like sometimes on people, they'll have like jewels and gems and stuff like that. And of course, you know, with people, we can bling out other parts of our body and clothing and stuff like that. Is that something that you do with dogs as well?
Absolutely. We can bling anything from the ears to the actual nails, the tail, anything you want. We have different patterns. And it's, like I said, it's totally safe for the dog as well.
So you bling it. So these are like little jewels like attached to the dog's hair or skin or whatever when you're doing that. Have you had people that come in and like try to match up their dog and them and wear the same kind of stuff?
I have before, yes. Actually, a couple of years ago, someone who worked in the music industry, they were a big fan of jewelry, and their dog as well was blinged out just like them. So that was really fun to see.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be fun to see and fun to do. But I'm I'm so anti dress up dogs anyway that, and I'm getting to that point where I'm starting to see that a little bit more. And if I see other people's dogs like that, I'm okay with it. But I just don't do it. Someone actually gave me some clothing for Beans when she was a puppy. And of course, Tam's girls put the clothing on and I have these pictures of her and like angel wings and all this stuff. It's cute for a little bit, but I'm not big about that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, I do have a question, and you could probably answer this question. So, it's getting cooler, and Beans has a very short coat. Oz has a really thick coat, so I don't worry about him. So, I've actually thought about, what do you think about, like, putting a sweater or some kind of thing on a dog when I get up? Because I'm getting up at, like, 5:30 in the morning, and it's really the coolest part of the day. This morning, it was in the mid-50s, and getting out and walking with her. What do you think about that stuff, and do you guys offer or sell that stuff in the store as well?
Yeah, well, just like we also have to adjust to the changing temperature so much here in Tennessee, dogs naturally do have their own system of making sure their body temperature is right, but we as owners can take a part in that as well, especially with short coat breeds. So we actually do at the store have a variety of shoes to keep their feet from, on the hot or cold pavement. We have different jackets and sweaters. We have vests and it's all up to the owner, but we also have a lot of options for that too. Just keeping them warm because, as you can tell, last week it was in the 80s and now it's, we need a coat to go out. So, we definitely have that option.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you never know with the Tennessee temperature. I literally have been on a walk in shorts and short sleeve and sweating on December 25th. So I do know that it can be warm. You never know what you're going to get here. And we don't get extreme temperatures rarely at all. So anyway, thank you so much. And I love that answer. That was amazing. I appreciate you guys coming out, taking the time, coming over and actually to my recording studio and recording with me. We don't get all the crowd background and everything. So Emily and Krishana, thank you so much again for being here. And in summary, today we actually recorded the interview of Earthwise Grooming Crew. And you discovered there is much more to Earthwise than just basic retail products. You also met some amazing people in the business, thanks to Emily and Krishana. Thank you so much.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion, and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer, and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
All right, everybody, keep your dogs brushed, bright, and blinged.
And be impeccable with your dog.